This is a review of Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
For the Nintendo Switch. It was a game.
Yeah, no, it was pretty fun. It, what was the price? $50?
$50 came out. Remake of the Game Boy Advance game from 2006. Don't quote me on that year.
Oh, I was like, wow, you actually knew that.
I don't know. I think, honestly, 2006 or 2008.
Really?
But I'm not sure.
Oh.
This one, they added co-op. So we got to play it together, which was nice.
Yeah.
So
just to clarify, if we were playing single player, there obviously there wouldn't be a Toad who's the second player, right. But it'd be more so your...
I think you use the mini guys.
Okay,
more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I could fact check.
Okay, that. He's fact checking that. Yeah, so like total playtime, I think came out to like 6-7 hours?
100% it, pretty much.
So there's 8 worlds, and then... The game ends, and, like, and then Donkey Kong is just falling down a building. Like, he's literally, you push him off, and he falls.
Canonically, Mario's a murderer.
But then when you go into World Plus, he lands on another Mario mini truck, and it literally just, like, it's the laziest way to restart the whole story. And then you go, so there's, like, there's technically 16 worlds.
I think it's just Mario.
Oh, just Mario?
Yep. Yeah, but because there's only one key, too, as well.
Gotcha.
So when you play co-op mode, it locks the door with 2 keys.
Right.
And then one person has to control... The one key, one person has to pick up the other key, basically, and take them to the exits. Apparently, the levels do change if you play them on co-op versus single player for a majority of them, from what we saw.
Right.
But it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I never played Mario versus Donkey Kong, ever.
I remember the DS ones more, where you actually, like, draw the paths and stuff for them.
That seems really smart. Like,
yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah, that's why I was confused when we got this. I was like, how are we going to control the mini Marios? But I guess that didn't really happen until we were in the World Plus, right? Like,
it was like the one, there was like one, there was two, so there's 6 levels in each world. And then there's like a mini world and the Donkey Kong boss battles. The mini world was where we like controlled them to get the letters and then put them in a box. And then, yeah, more in the plus worlds, they actually incorporated them into a... like usable item for the whole world.
Yeah, basically. So in, there's in the base worlds again. There's like normal worlds and there's the plus version. In the base, it was like 3 mini levels make one level, right?
Right.
Yeah. So like, so technically each world had like 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, like 18. Well, plus the toys, so 19 plus Donkey Kong 20.
Yeah.
So each world technically had 20 levels, and so it's a world 8, and then you kind of, it's like a redo, but like. It's like a remix, but then you actually have to use the toys in the World Pluses.
Right.
So then, but those World Pluses only had one level per slot.
Right. Right. They were only like one screen puzzles versus 2 screen puzzles.
Right. So, I was fully expecting once we beat the World 8, like, oh, that's a game over. That's so weird. I can't believe Donkey Kong's just falling off this building. But I was like, oh, maybe they're just trying to make it like PG-13. Like, it doesn't show him just dying. But
right. It's like then, a Looney Tunes scene or something.
I honestly don't, as I'm thinking back, I don't like that. It felt like a lazy way to restart. Because it was just the same cutscene from the start where he fell.
Right. Yeah. It just like he... basically grabs another bag of them and runs away again. And
into the same world.
Right.
And then
the
boss battles were a little more challenging in the plus versions.
They definitely were.
Right. The ice one was probably the hardest, I'd say. Yeah.
But granted, then the greatest thing ever came out of the ice world.
Right. We made a play about my last summer with Toad. It's a homoerotica with Mario and Toad finding love with each other.
Yeah.
We're still writing on the script, and we're going to figure that out. But, I mean... And there's the expert levels, which we didn't really delve into a lot. I think we did, like, 1, right? And there was, like, expert levels, but there's only 2, there's only, like...
There's 16 of them, I think there was. We played one of them. I don't know, it wasn't very expert, I feel
I didn't feel too expert, but then again, this is a game designed for children,
right.
So...
and a Game Boy Advance game.
Right.
Most, too, so...
So, yeah, we had a lot of fun playing it together.
It was nice. It's nice to have those games that we can, like, kind of 100% complete in, like, a play session or two.
Right.
So.
And plus $50. I think because it's Mario, it's $50, right? If it was not Mario...
Right.
Like,
if it
30?
Was, like, a Advanced War remake, maybe, like, $40, yeah, but...
I mean, granted, Sonic Superstars? That's $60.
Right.
And this is $50. I'd assume you get more mileage out of Sonic. But nonetheless, it was fun playing co-op. Some of them were kind of mind teasers. Like,
Some of them took us a while to figure out. Some of it, though, we, like, absolutely cheesed.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you know, that's a really good point. The two-player mode is not... maybe optimize the wrong word.
They didn't foolproof the co-op mode,
so,
basically.
In two-player, you can jump off of each other, but it's really bad because if I'm on his head and jump, then he jumps. I can jump off of his jump and reach to a super high level that I shouldn't have been able to obtain.
Right.
Which lets you cheat, like, a lot of the levels.
Oh, yeah. A ton of them.
So, like, I mean, it's probably like a speedrunner's paradise in terms of co-op because you can literally just, you know, like, utilize these jumps. And I'm sure there's ones we could have optimized better in that sense, but we probably played the game a lot faster because of those skips.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So there probably is more mileage out of the game. You probably get a lot more playtime out of the game if it's single player. If you factor that in...
Yeah, I would say so, because you would only have to get the one keys in each level, so...
Right, one key, the boss battles were probably... No.
We were also, like, looking for ways to, like, cheese the levels, I feel
so we were, like, I don't want to think about this level, how do we just
make a jump? Or, like, we were just doing it a way that's probably unintentional, and wasting time doing it that way instead of the actual way or something.
It's also weird that Donkey Kong is, like, a sniper elite. And, like, he actually has, like...
Oh, the boss battles? He was heat-seeking.
Yeah, some of them... Like, it actually showed that the attacks were guided.
Yeah.
Like, it actually... Like, it wasn't in a set path. Like, oh, it knows you're here, so it's gonna go that direction. At least it was kind of challenging, some of them. Some of them were... I think, like, three we, like, didn't even have to... We didn't die once.
Yeah, we didn't even have to think about
it. Right, but then, like, the ice, we got distracted because we were just talking about the play. But it was still difficult the second time around.
It was.
Yeah, that one really... That was
the one with the... the stones too that crumbled as you walked on them.
Oh yeah, that one was really hard. That was hard.
Like actually difficult. The main levels though, I mean, there wasn't really much issue with those for the most part. The birds are insane. They're sniper elites in the levels too. They're like an enemy type.
That's probably the most deaths we have from the birds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in the fire level you couldn't jump on them either. It was
like, you just had to deal with them.
Yeah, you had to deal with it. I mean, there's really not a lot to say about the game. It's just a solid puzzle game.
They're not, like, overly difficult, so you don't have to, like, think about them too hard, like the Talos Principle or something like that. But, I mean, it was fun. It was, like, fun to play with someone.
Right. Let's say I wasn't in the picture. Would you have, like, just relaxed and played it by yourself?
I mean, I probably would have still played it at some point, yeah, just to, like, mess around with it. But, like... It definitely was more enjoyable playing it co-op.
Right. Oh, definitely. I have two suggestions here. One, why couldn't they made it so there's like, well, actually, they should have just made Mini Mario Amiibo. I think that'd just be a nice Amiibo.
That been
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I think that just makes sense.
Right.
But two, I think it should have had Amiibo support and like maybe change the color or costume of either Mini Mario's or Mario himself.
Right. Right.
Like, I don't know why Nintendo just abandoned Amiibo support for everything.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know why.
Because at this point, they could just make it like, oh, activate any Amiibo, you just get like a random, I don't know, like a recolor. At least it's something, you know?
Something.
Like, Wario color. Exactly.
Or whatever. I would have liked it, even if it made it a $60 game, I kind of would have liked it combined with the other one that's on the DS.
Yeah, but how could you...
Just, like, add all the levels. I don't know how you would do, like, the drawing thing, but just, like, remake them to be these, like, platformer
ones. Yeah, that's
fair.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, I would have liked that. Just to make the game longer, too.
Right.
Well, add more to it.
Again, we kind of, not blitzed it, but we went far because of the skips we made.
Right.
It was the skips we made along the way.
Right.
You know, it was the cheats, so it's just doing super jumps. So, like, hey, let's get this by jumping on this. So, for $50, though, like, we had our fun with it, I feel like it'd be a safer price at 40.
Yeah.
You know, 40, like...
I feel like it might be one of those games that goes on sale that's a Nintendo title, just because.
I think so.
But it'll be, like, 40 at the lowest, yeah.
It'd be good, like I call that a stocking stuffer game, where...
Right.
You know, like, give it to a nephew or something, and like, oh, hey, I got you this, and they're
it's
like...
It's really good, like, or couples game that you want to, like, play with your girlfriend
or
something.
Right, that's fair. Yeah. Right. Couples game. Couple game.
Shoot shot.
Yeah. Like Snipper Clips?
Snipper Clips was yeah. We played a long time ago. That was a lot of fun.
Right. But I'd agree. It's definitely a lot better in co-op. That was a great addition. It was really smart.
Yeah.
Even if you can cheese it, but it was still like a good co-op experience. and it, I don't know, I'm just like, my last summer. Mini Mario's extra level. I mean, that's, I mean, we actually, we got to as close to 100% as possible because we also got the gifts in each level. They're like,
every level we played, we 100%ed. So it's literally just the expert levels left. And, but like, I don't think there's anything after that. Like, right. It doesn't add anything else.
Like, we stopped streaming, and by the way, take our streams. We stopped streaming after we beat the World Pluses because, hey, there wasn't a lot
that of extra level left. Story as well.
Plus, that wouldn't be a bad thing for you to pick up when you're bored one day and you're just like, I'm just going to, you know, knock this out.
Blow through these really quick.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the gifts actually did, though. I know they're optional and they're like part of like the perfect, but like that didn't add to the star count, right?
It didn't do. I don't know what the gifts did. They were just collectibles. They were like the Yoshi coins of this game, basically.
Oh, huh. I didn't think about it like that. Yeah. So, I mean, but it was like we went through all of them because none of them were ever. Well, maybe co-op made it. Co-op made a lot of them a lot easier.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you mentioned before, but Toad is fundamentally different than Mario because he's smaller.
That too. Oh, right.
When he goes in handstand mode, which there's handstands, he's small enough to go in these small gaps that Mario can't. But Mini Mario, right? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Mini Mario can. So, like, a lot of the things that, like, Mini Mario could do, I just did instead.
Right.
So,
Toad could just run in and do and grab it. And then he could, like, climb ropes faster. Right. His diaper was always full. That was a perk.
He had a loaded diaper. He just had faster climbing and was able to get into
those crevices.
Right. I feel like there's more benefits to Toad than there was Mario. Like,
yeah, I don't know, you know what, like, Mario's like gimmick. I mean, Mario never really has a gimmick, right? He's always like the normal player anyway, so.
Right. But I mean, I don't know, it's just optionally I just play Toad every time that was
right.
Toad.
Right.
So but why Toad? I didn't get that.
I don't know.
You know?
Luigi.
Right, no Luigi.
I guess cuz Toad was like the worker in the factories.
True.
He was like the only other character in the game, really.
Right. And I guess Luigi would be too tall, maybe?
Right. Maybe he's just, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't want to include Luigi.
They're like, no. Luigi was years ago.
Never again.
Actually, you know what I would have liked? Maybe just like actually playing as a Mini Mario. Maybe like a different.
Or that.
Or like,
that
and it's a colored as Luigi.
Oh, yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
I could see that.
But just, like, you know, obviously, like, a little faster properties and stuff like that, so you're not going stupid slow, but...
Right.
I'm not complaining that it was Toad. It was just, I just thought it was interesting. Like, I was not expecting co-op, my time with Toad.
Yeah.
The prequel to...
To My Last Summer with Toad.
Chapter one, My Time with Toad.
My Time with Toad.
You know? Yeah, but, like, when you played as Mario, was it annoying that you couldn't get through the crevices? Or is it just like, whatever?
It was just, yeah. I would go, like, do something on the screen or something.
Right. And then the world, I mean, like, you know, the world were kind of, not generic, but it was like Ice World, Fire World. There's an amusement world, I think, right?
Yeah, it was like Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
The jungle. And then
Twilight,
and then Donkey Kong was the last world.
Right, but there's like eight. But well, whatever. Yeah. So, would we recommend it? I want to say if you have a part, it definitely a couple. You know what? I'll say this: it's definitely a couples game, like you said.
Yeah.
100% couples game. $50. It's something like you could just have small bits of fun. Like, oh, let's do World One today, and then we'd be all World One, and then you know, and we bum rushed it on stream, but like. I still think $40 would be more appropriate.
To yeah,
be honest. I think it has the a heavy Mario tax to it. Like if you replaced, it could have been Toad versus Donkey Kong, you know, and like
true.
Like it really didn't matter that it was Mario. But I joke that this is really just Mario learning capitalism and how he you stole my product. Therefore, I want my money.
So. Right. He's collecting. Their pay is due.
Oh, you know, speaking of which, what, so at the very end, you just give him a toy for free? I feel like it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, they have to be buddy-buddy at the end, I guess.
I think it would have been funnier if, like, it ended with it cuts to, like, Donkey Kong in line to wait to buy one. He just, like,
come on, Mario should be here this time.
And then at the very end of the line, I fixed the game. Okay, so you know, in the middle of it, when we beat World 8 the first time around, he's falling down the building.
Right.
Okay, so like, he falls down the building. I don't know. He survives. He doesn't land on the truck, though. And then he's like, fine, I'll go buy it. He's waiting in line. And then when he's at the very end of the line, they're like, oh, we're sold out. He's like, no! He goes ape shit. Starts smashing just, the building. Right, yeah. Right. And that's what restarts it. That would be funnier. But yeah. I feel like they kind of went the lazy way out because it was a copy and paste of the first cutscene. The first cutscene was just him going to the factory, attacking, jumping out and falling, right?
Right.
But this time it's just him already falling and he lands in a truck. Like, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, okay. I mean, I feel like you could have.
You could have programmed a new one.
How did that look on Game Boy, though?
I don't.
You don't have to look it up. I was just curious because, I assume it's
just like very blocky,
right? Like because the unless they're, you think there were added animations? Oh no, there's oh
no, there was real. Wow, animations.
What on the Game Boy? I don't remember there being like actual cutscenes on Game Boy. Oh, they're still images. I think.
Are they?
Yeah. They're right. Still images.
It's like a slideshow.
Yeah. I mean,
it's. That's cute, I guess.
Yeah, it's cute. I was like, no way. Human beings cannot play video, right?
Yeah, no.
I guess with that said, as a couples game.
Pretty good.
I mean, yeah, like.
It was just, I don't know. It was stupid fun.
Yeah, stupid fun. I'd say like a 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
You know? Good. And for $50, you're better off buying on sale, but if you have a you know, a significant other and like, hey, let's have some fun with this fun puzzle game. It's really, you can't go wrong with Mario.
Right.
So, like, comment, subscribe, tell us your favorite color. Did you enjoy this review? Does Derek look good in that hat? You know, tell us these things. become a member today, join our Discord, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
I messed it up. You gotta.
Guys, like, comment, subscribe, and become a member. You get these cool emotes there down below.
Fair enough. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.